This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. You are listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
Bible wisdom. Apply these three principles for more security and peace. We've talked about healthy fear. We've talked about change. And now we're going to talk about complacency.
Complacency. Does that form an image in your mind?
Not a good one.
does any image come?
It does, but not a good image. I think of complacency as lack of ambition. Lazy.
Yeah. Lazy. Watching TV. Not willing to get up and do anything about.
You know that image that they have of the deadbeat guy?
Uh-huh.
When you know, like in a movie or a TV show, and he's wearing the wife beater and his belly's hanging out.
Yeah.
And holding a beer and eating peanuts or whatever. That's what I see.
I think yours is a little more severe than mine. The image that comes to my mind is laying on a couch, watching TV. The dogs, you know, went outside, came back in. Went outside, came back in, you know. And so they're outside, and you don't want to get up to let them back in. But they're scratching your door. So complacency, if you just let them keep on going, they're going to ruin your door.
Scratch your
door. So you got to go let them in. No. Okay, I'll read the theme scripture, which applies to how to have more security and peace, which is, but whoever listens to wisdom will dwell securely and be at ease without dread of disaster. Proverbs 1:33. And so there's your promise. And I'm going to let you take the warning from Proverbs 1:32.
Here we go.
Yeah.
For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them.
Yeah. Could you help us all apply that?
Don't do that. That's the application. Don't do that. Well, it's pretty rough. The simple are killed by their turning away.
Yeah.
And so I think what's crazy about that is, why do most people turn away from things? They're overthinking. Mm. And they're thinking, oh, well, this will be better if I do this, and this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, I know that this is what we're supposed to do, but I could get creative here, and I can do this, and this.
Yeah.
And what the Lord is actually communicating is, you don't need to do all that.
Yeah.
All that extra work, you don't need to do. You keep turning away because you're drawn to these shiny idols that are on each and every side of you, and you're like, well, this didn't work, or I'm going to return back to God. I'm safe here. But that looks pretty good over there. And then it doesn't work, and then you come back to God.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't repent.
Yeah.
And then you're just floating out there.
Yeah.
And so the simple are controlled by the shiny, attractive, constantly thrown in our face things.
The simple haven't figured out, I can't obey every passion I have.
Not every good idea is something I need to execute.
The simple haven't figured out, if I want that 10th shot of vodka, I better not do it.
Yeah.
The simple haven't figured out that if marijuana makes me feel better, maybe I shouldn't. Yeah, I mean,
they keep returning to these things.
Yeah, they haven't figured out that I can't do all the porn I want. I mean, the simple haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
That I just can't follow every lust and passion that I have.
Yeah.
Right?
And so the complacency of the fools destroys them. It's almost that the picture that it's painting is that you are so hopeless because you've tried so many things and none of them work. You just get stuck. You're in this place of, man, I've messed stuff up just way too bad. I've done way too many things. I've tried way too much stuff. There's no way that I could return to this one thing.
You know, the Bible calls, we call it falling away from Jesus in church, but the Bible often refers to drifting away from Jesus in church. Now, there's an imagery of complacency.
Yeah.
You're drifting away from that source of life, Jesus and his local church.
Yeah.
And you're not putting any effort into not drifting away, which put a paddle in the water and start paddling. Launch, get your boat, get your engine running, and steer.
Yeah.
Instead, you're just drifting with the current of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what the enemy loves to do, absolutely loves to do, is, you know, we're supposed to turn 180 degrees, right? That's how we truly turn away. He wants you to turn away 179.5 degrees.
Yeah.
And math teaches us that that line will just continue to diverge and get broader and broader over time. I'm using my hands. You guys can't see that.
My mentor used to teach it that if you're at 179 degrees instead of 180, you don't notice it. But
until you're real far gone.
Until you're supposed to be hitting the moon.
Mm.
But by the time you get that far, the moon is nowhere in sight.
It's true. It's true. It's true. So here's the question, okay? So how is complacency, how should it be a principle that gives us more security and peace?
You know, for me, the principle is I am, I hate to say it, a fundamentally a procrastinator. I'm not going to say I am. I struggle with procrastination. And which is a form of complacency.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Right. And so for me, it helps me to remember that that procrastination is going to work against security and peace. So if I want security and peace, there is motive to do this thing. To not be but actually get on it and do what I know I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I think this will help us a little bit. I often this I think this will be a good picture. Complacency to me also represents a rut. You're in a rut and you can't get out of that rut.
Yeah.
So what I think we have to view this as is there's two types of ruts. There's a good rut and there's a bad rut.
Yeah.
The bad rut is typically the ditch. If you find yourself laying in the ditch somewhere, it's not a good thing. This sounds crazy. I actually called 911 one time driving down Scenic because I was driving and it was in the winter. I think this was back in December. And there was a dude laying headfirst in the ditch.
Oh, man.
And so I don't know how that turned out because traffic was bad enough that I couldn't stop. But if you find yourself laying in that ditch, that is not a good place to be.
Yeah.
But say you're driving down a dirt road and there's ruts in that road.
Yeah.
You need to be in
the You need to follow the ruts. Yeah.
And so I think that's the positive complacency that the Lord is looking for from us. The enemy's complacency wants us to get tossed in that ditch. The Lord's complacency wants us to be content.
Someone else has gone there and created a little rut, a little pathway. Yeah. If you'll just follow them in Christ, they've created the ruts for you.
Yes.
Just follow them, right?
Yes. And that is the way that you won't turn away.
Yeah. It's called mentorship. It's called discipleship. Yeah. Just they're modeling it. Just imitate them.
Yeah. And as you do that, what you'll be doing is you'll be listening to wisdom. You will dwell secure and be at ease without dread of disaster.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community in small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. You can also join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. in person or at 10:45 in person or on our YouTube with our live stream community.